One of the most common tactics of the enemy is to undermine the Word of God and to play havoc with our minds, casting doubt and fear wherever he can. As Christians, we need to be aware of this tactic and know how to stand firm against it. We want to expand on this thought in the next Family Matters. I do hope you'll stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a listener who is unsure of his salvation. He asks, "How can I know that I'm saved when I don't feel saved? I know that many people struggle with doubts about this. It's a problem I've had throughout my Christian life. I've talked to many pastors over the years, and nearly all of them have told me the same thing. They said that if I've asked God to save me, then I'm saved. I also know what the Bible says about this, that the Lord will save us if we simply call upon Him. But that knowledge doesn't always help. A few nights ago, it got so bad that I was completely convinced that I am not saved and never will be. It was more than just a doubt, more than just a feeling. It was debilitating. I was beyond functioning. I can't go on living with this kind of despair. Can you help me?" We'd suggest that there may be at least two different dimensions to the struggles you're experiencing. First, there's the spiritual or theological side. Then there's the psychophysical. Both are real and both deserve to be taken into account. That's because you are a whole person, made up of body, soul, and spirit. Spiritual troubles can affect your mind and body in the same way physical illnesses and imbalances can upset your emotions. Thankfully, the gospel message is clear. God's word tells us that there is no room for uncertainty on the theological side of the ledger. As you said yourself, the Bible promises us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans 10:13. Jesus says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark 16:16. He also assures us that once we belong to Him, there is no power in heaven or earth that can separate us from His redeeming love. This is why Martin Luther was able to say, "All heaviness of mind and melancholy come from the devil, especially these thoughts that God is not gracious unto him, that God will have no mercy upon him, etc." Luther knew what he was talking about, since he was himself subject to frequent bouts of doubt and depression. He continues, "Whosoever you are possessed with such heavy thoughts, know for certain that they are the work of the devil. God sent his Son into the world not to affright, but to comfort. Therefore be of good courage, and think that henceforward you are not the child of a human creature, but of God, through faith in Christ, in whose name you are baptized." It's easy, of course, to say that the attacks you've endured come straight from the enemy, and that, biblically speaking, there are no valid grounds for the charge of guilt he's brought against you. It's quite another thing, as you've learned by hard experience, to rid yourself of the feeling that you're hopelessly condemned in spite of so many uncompromising scriptural assurances. There can be a number of reasons for this. One of them may have to do with the fact that feelings often have a psychophysical as well as a spiritual basis. We suspect that this may be true in your case. For instance, you said that this was more than a feeling. It was debilitating, and you were beyond functioning. This kind of debilitation was also part of Luther's experience. Some contemporary scholars have surmised that Martin Luther may have been struggling with clinical depression, bipolar disorder, or some other psychiatric condition. It's possible that a counselor or psychiatrist might have been able to help him find substantial relief from his sufferings. We'd like to offer you an opportunity to do the same. Focus on the Family's counseling department can speak with you over the phone and can also provide you a list of qualified professionals practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.